All right, up until now we've focused on between group factorial designs. Now we're going to look at incorporating within groups comparisons into factorial designs, and that will give us three kinds. We will revisit causal interpretation. We'll take a look at the different ways that F-tests are formed, review how LSD minimum mean difference is applied to these K-by-K factorial designs. And then we're going to take a look at how factorial designs are used in programmatic research. This is essentially an extension of the very first lecture of the semester, where we talked about how we start with an idea, we expand on that idea, and we always want to have ways of building replication and extension into our tests of novel hypotheses. And factorial designs are really where you get a chance to be creative and to make sure that not only are you testing new hypotheses, but you're continuously feeding into the literature and the systemic information gains issues of replication, issues of extension, tests of generalizability or specificity. This is what makes it a programmatic approach. So, we've got between groups factorial designs, which we've looked at. Each IV uses a between groups comparison. And one way to think about this is that each participant completes only one condition of the design. This, frankly, gives us our best opportunity for control, but is our least efficient. You only get one data point per person, but you've got great opportunity for control because you're only doing one thing. You can really tighten down as much as you can. Within groups factorial designs uses each IV uses a within groups comparison. Or thinking about it differently, each participant completes all the conditions of the design. This is the most efficient. You get the most data because you get complete data from every participant. The downside is it can be very difficult to control because now you've got order effects across two independent variables and their interaction. Mixed factorial design, by far the most common factorial design in all of behavioral science. One IV uses a between groups comparison, and the other IV uses a within groups comparison. A lot of times what we're looking at is different treatments and watching them change over time. Each participant completes both conditions of the within groups IV, but completes only one condition of the between groups IV. When you have a mixed factorial design, it's very important to specify which IV is between groups and which IV is within groups. So let's look at some examples. This is a between groups design. It's sort of a classic example of a between groups designs where we use between groups comparisons to study differences. For example, one of the main effects here is initial diagnosis. It's going to be sort of tough to run that as a within groups design. People usually come to us with one diagnosis or another. And if they have combined diagnoses, it's some sort of combined diagnosis. It's not that they have both. There's all sorts of language for that used among clinical psychologists. But basically, if you're both depressed and anxious, you're not just depressed and anxious, you're both depressed and anxious. And that's a third category, not both of these. So this lends itself to between groups comparison. Type of treatment. Now, you could run this as a within groups design, but it doesn't have a lot of ecological validity. In general, people get treated one way or another, and we like to match our designs to what's really happening in the real world. And so you're likely to see this sort of design as a between groups. Notice that initial diagnosis really has no way to be randomly assigned and manipulated. That type of treatment, we can have random assignment, we can have manipulation, we're probably going to have trouble with ongoing validity. But you're still going to see a serious effort to get the random assignment because that at least controls for subject variables. Then we only have to worry about procedural variable confounds. This is another example of looking at different changes or changing differences. Notice how different suggests a between groups comparison, change suggests a within groups comparison. In this design, looking at species and time of day, species is pretty much going to be a between groups variable. You're going to have a hard time creating this as a within groups design. But time of day could either be between or within. It's more efficient to run it within because now you're getting two data points from each turtle. It also gives you, as we'll see in a little bit, a statistical advantage to run something as a within groups design, because you'll remember that within groups designs have a smaller error term than between groups designs, so you've got greater statistical power. So you're getting both more data and more power at the same time. So this is a fairly standard example of a mixed. This is an example of using a mixed design to increase the efficiency. And you have to be careful about this, because you've got to know in your research area which variables we know we can run as within groups and which variables we know we shouldn't run as within groups. And this is a great example from law and psychology. Type of evidence is typically run as a between groups IV. Research in that area has shown that you really can't read the same study twice with different kinds of evidence and give independent ratings. Okay? People don't do that well. On the other hand, we do know that you can read two different cases that have different descriptions of the people involved, of the defendant, and give pretty good independent ratings. And so in this area, the methodology, the research methodology in this research area has led us to run this sort of design, where type of evidence needs to be between groups, but defendant can be within. So each person reads two story problems. Each has one type of vignette, but each has first one, then the other kind of defendant. This is an example of having to be very careful that you know whether or not you can get reasonably independent ratings out of a within groups design. This is an example of an experimental design. This is now looking at a within groups factorial. Frankly, there aren't a lot of naturally occurring within groups factorial designs. I'll show you one here in a couple minutes, but there aren't a lot of naturally occurring within groups factorial designs. The most common use of within groups factorial designs is to increase the efficiency of data collection and to increase the statistical power of the analysis. So here we have word type, familiar and unfamiliar, and retention interval, immediate and delay. We could run this any way we wanted. We could run this between, and that might give us a little bit cleaner data, but that means we need four people to get one data point in each cell. We could run this as a mixed, because word type can be run within. I just give you one list of words with both kinds, with both type of words in it. That works great. We know that works great. And then I can test you now and then test you in a few minutes, and that gives me nice data for both. So we could run it as a mixed with either one is between and either one is within. But if we can run either one as within, let's run it as a mixed factorial. Now we get a very simple procedure. I give you one list of words. I immediately test you. I wait 5 minutes. I test you again. Boom. I've got four pieces of data from each participant. Very efficient. Maximally efficient. Every person who walks in the door gives me all the data I need in my design. Second of all, as again you'll see in a few minutes, this gives us incredible increase in statistical power. Within groups effects are more powerful than between groups effects in the same design. Here is an example of a naturally occurring within groups factorial design. People age, and people are often in more than one setting. And so this allows us to look at changes. How does the person change from school setting to a home setting? And does that change as they go from 12 years old to 16 years old? Now, whenever you're looking at age is always tempting us to run a within groups comparison. The downside is that we have to be patient. And if you're going to run this study as a within groups factorial, 12-year-olds, you can go to their home and get the data and go to their school and get their data. Fine. Now you got to wait 4 years until they turn 16. And so that's why you very often see age, probably the classic study of change, probably the most obvious use of a within groups comparison, run as a between groups design, just because we don't always have time. Well, one of the things that you have to be able to do is describe a factorial design so that the reader knows whether it's between, within, or mixed. And obviously, one of the things you have to be able to do is read the description of a factorial design. What I'm trying to do here is to show you the way that you can communicate the design very effectively with very short descriptions. And also part of what we're trying to do here and in the EDU exercise is build empathy. Some of the ones in the EDU exercise are very clear, just really well written, easy to find. Others are frankly confusing. The really sucky ones are copied word for word out of abstracts, conference presentations, posters, and things like that. When people try to reduce the words they use, they sometimes get confusing. But it is possible to communicate the design type very effectively with very few words. And that's what this first set is designed to do, is to show you just how clean it can be. The purpose of the study was to examine the possible influence of two variables upon maze learning by rats. The length of the maze, either 30 feet or 10 feet or 30 feet, and the size of the reward, either one sugar pellet or five sugar pellets. First version. Each rat completed one trial. You're done. You know the design. Make sense? Has to be a between groups design. We can go on. Each was assigned to either the longer or the shorter maze. Great phrasing. Either or implies between. And also assigned to receive either one or five sugar pellets upon completing the maze. But frankly, the last whole sentence is redundant. The first thing told you everything you need to know. Each rat completed two trials. That's pretty much all you need to know. You now know that it has to be mixed. Factorial design has at least four conditions. If somebody only ran in two, they only ran in half of the design. Whenever you do a mixed factorial design, you want to make sure that you say which variable is between and which variable is within. And so we've handled that in the rest of the sentence. Each rat completed two trials in either the longer or the shorter maze. Makes maze length between groups. Following one trial in the assigned maze, they received one pellet. After the other trial, they received the five pellets. No either or in there. It's one and then the other. And finally, each rat completed four trials. Now, it's tempting to immediately assign this to a between groups design, but you have to remember that sometimes we complete multiple trials within a condition, and then aggregate those data to represent performance in that condition. The rest of the sentence clears that up. Each rat completed four trials, two in the shorter maze and two in the longer maze. That lets us know that maze length is within. Each received one pellet after one of the short maze trials and five pellets after the other, and also one pellet after one of the long maze trials and five pellets after the other. That sentence describes all four conditions. This has to be a within. Well, here's another version that's not designed to be sucky or designed to have the giveaway number of trials information in it. But these are just sort of, you know, standard, middle-of-the-road, decent descriptions. The researcher wanted to investigate infant startle responses to loud sounds. The two variables of interest were the position of the sound, in front or behind the infant, and the type of sound, either a hand clap or a deep male voice saying, "Hey." Here we've got three versions. Each infant completed trials all involving a hand clap or all involving the voice saying, "Hey." So, type of sound has to be what? Between. And this is the best approach. Identify each variable. If it's between or within, then you've got your design. Don't expect to read it and have the whole thing jump off into consciousness. During some of the trials, the appropriate sound was made in front. During other trials, the appropriate sound was made behind. So, position of the sound has to be, if it's sometimes in front and sometimes in back, it has to be within. We've got one between and one within. We've got a mixed design. Each infant had some trials during which the sound was made in front and some during which the sound was made behind. If there's some in front and some behind, then position is what? Within. Some of the sounds were the hand clap and others were the voice saying, "Hey." That also has to be. If we've got two within groups IVs, we've got a within groups factorial design. Yes?
I'm still confused about how to distinguish between match group and within group design.
Oh. in a matched groups design, one of the IVs is between, and one is within. And it's not matched. This is mixed. I do it too. Too many MGs in a row. Each infant always heard the hand clap or the hey. That has to be between. And whatever sound they heard was always played either in front of them or behind them. That also has to be between. Gives us a between groups factorial. Like I say, there's an EDU that gives you practice with this. Okay? Because it's really important. If you don't have the data, I'm sorry, if you don't pick the right ANOVA, nothing else goes well. You can also tell the type of ANOVA by looking at the data set. If it's a between groups factorial, there will be three variables for each person. One IV, the other IV, and their DV. If it's within groups, there's going to be a DV score for each condition of the design. And if they have one IV, and then the conditions of the other DV, it must be mixed. So all decisions ultimately get made looking at the data set. Unless, of course, somebody fouled up the data set. Then it's, again, important to be able to read the description and know what type of design you're working with.